I know that you aren't expecting me to talk, but let me introduce myself. My name is Jermaine Thurston. I am Camilla's husband, and I want to welcome you to A Warrior Diary. In this documentation, you will expect Camilla to take you on a journey of her self-discovery as a wife, a writer, a creator, a woman of God, a person that has flaws, but is rising above that to be a great person, not to the world standards, but to God's standards. So without further ado, I introduce you to Camilla Thurston, and she's going to take you on the spiritual journey.
Hey, it is September 8th, 2:10 a.m. I know y'all probably thinking, do she ever sleep during normal hours? No. very rarely I do, but it's all good. I still get my sleep in, I promise. I know it's been a while. It's been almost a month since I put out a podcast. Wasn't my plan to take this long of a time off. I think my last episode was August 11th and now it's September 8th. So happy September. Happy September. Birthday is in 3 weeks. Yes, I will be turning 29 years old. Lord willing, I pray I get to see it. Super excited about that. I'm not afraid of my last year of my 20s. I'm actually very excited. What else? I'm trying to do a quick update of what's been going on within the last month. Pretty much, it's been a month since I've last talked to you all. And I would say that I needed time to process. I need a minute. Just a lot been going on internally. A lot that's just been happening, but also it feels like things are not happening at the same time. But I have to remind myself, I think I did a podcast episode about this, where you cannot focus on the things that you haven't done per se. You got to make sure you pay attention to the things that you are doing, and you're probably further along than what you think. So that's pretty much what I've been doing I guess the last month, is just taking it easy, taking a minute to just breathe, making sure that I'm going the right direction of my podcast, because I'm not the type of person that wants to write or want to put out a podcast episode just to say I did it, just to keep up with some type of schedule or whatever. I just want to put out what God wants me to say. And when I feel like He's leading me to say something, I'm going to press record. I don't always press record. I think I've been missing a couple times where I could have, but I have wrote some stuff down. So maybe, you know, it'll be said or be written somewhere in the future. I don't know. But anyway, quick like life update. Honestly, I don't think I have anything major to talk about, really. I've traveled out of the country and went to Italy with my husband, and that was pretty cool. And that was the end of August. My husband was, if you follow me on Instagram, whether it is Camilla C. Thurston on Instagram or our couple's page, which is Thurston Passion Art, and you will know that my husband did a lot of out of town work in August. He was gone for, this was at the last half of August, he was gone for 5 days, and then he came back and I saw him for 8 hours. We went to sleep, he woke up, he left again for 10 days. So it was pretty crazy. And I think, honestly, yeah, the day he came back from those 10 days, we left that night for Italy. So we just been boom, boom, moving pretty much all the last of all, pretty much this last month or so. And so we're kind of getting to another, just getting kind of more calm, spending more time together and things like that. What else? Honestly, I'm gonna be real. I just haven't really felt like showing up on Instagram or anything like that. Like, if you know what I do, I am an empowerment writer. I do some writing behind the scenes, but the things that I do for myself, meaning as the empowerment writing portion of my writing career that I'm building, I just haven't felt like, I just don't know my place. And maybe we'll talk about that today. You know, how do you find your place in the role that you feel like God is leading you, or in the role that God is giving you, or whatever you want to call it? How do you find your place as a wife? How you find your place as a writer? How do you find your place as a woman? How do you find your place as a daughter, as a sister? All that stuff. If you're not a writer, you're not a wife, you know, how do you find yourself? How you find your place as a single woman and all of that? Like, how do you find your place? Like, how do you be comfortable? Let me tell you how I feel, and then we'll try to navigate through that and get to the reflection part. And if you don't know, I don't prep my podcast episodes. I know that's probably like the wrong thing to do. What these podcast gurus will probably say, you probably should plan it out, write your script out, or whatever. I don't do that because God told me not to do that. So just bear with me as I try to process through all of this, okay? So get back to it. How I feel, I just haven't felt like showing up online too much. Like when it comes to writing on your Instagram feed, you know, when you're posting where people, not your Insta stories, but your actual feed where you're posting a picture and a caption, blah, 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 all of that. I just haven't felt like doing it. Like, it just felt like I was becoming like super promotional. Like the only thing I had to say was click the link in my bio. Like, I just got tired of that. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to live in my Insta stories. So if you follow me on Instagram at Camilla C. Thurston, you will see that lately in this past month, I've been active and I've been just sharing things that I feel like other people should read and that has touched me. So I figure like, hey, if it touched me, it could touch somebody else. I've been doing that. I've been posting. I've been letting you know that more episodes are coming, like right now, and other things. So I've just been living on my Insta stories because I just got tired of just trying to figure out the right picture and the right caption, all that stuff. And I know that may sound like womp womp, like that's not really a big deal, but when you're building a writing career from scratch, like I'm doing, it's not the main thing, but it's part of what I do. It's part of getting yourself out there. It's part of getting your story out there. It's part of the whole brand building type of situation that I'm in, that many other people are in, and you might be listening right now if that's you. But let's take it on a different route as a wife. How am I trying to find my place as a wife? Okay, if you don't know, my husband's very busy. He is in the military, so he is very busy. That's the reason why we live in Germany right now, is because of his job. And so it, like I said, is very busy. So as new, and I still consider as newlyweds because we're not even at 3 years of marriage yet. So we moved twice in less than 2 years, and to a new state and a new country, all in less than 2 years. So everything was just really fast. Even though at the same time it didn't happen back to back, but it was really fast, and each move had its major challenges. It had its major unexpected things that happened. I won't get too deep into that, but it's like I said, everything just kind of moved really fast. And so once you got adjusted to one thing, it's like boom, you gotta get adjusted to another thing. And if you're familiar with the military life, it can be very taxing on your relationship. So with finding my place as a wife and also being a part of this military life and not trying to resent it, we had to go to counseling. After 8 months of us living in Germany, we decided that, you know, we need to talk to somebody because this ain't it. We were just in this, we argued, and it's just like, we're young, you know, we're living overseas, we don't have any children yet, so it was just like, it's just us, so it shouldn't feel this way, but it did. And so me just trying to find my place as a wife and also a military spouse, it was hard to I'm trying to articulate this in the best way that I can, so bear with me, but it's just hard to balance everything. I guess that's the thing. Like, what is balance? Ain't no balance, because once you think you have it figured out, something happens and then you don't. So it's just like, I don't know if I really believe in balance. Like, there's always going to be something that I will have to drop. And not because I can't handle it, it's just because I value my peace more than crossing 20 things off my to-do list or even 10 things off my to-do list. I value my peace more. And so maybe that's it. Maybe finding your place, if you're a wife listening and you're trying to find your place as a wife, whether you're a newlywed or a seasoned wife, is value your peace more than the list or over the list. Because I think all wives, I'm pretty sure, whether you have it written down or in your head, you have a list of things that you have to do. And I think that for me, I was trying to be like this super wife during our first year of marriage, and I was so miserable. Not gonna lie, I was miserable. When I mean miserable, girl, I was like, this ain't it. Then I got overseas and I was like, this ain't it. It can't be this bad. It just can't be, right? It can't be this bad. And so I think the thing for me is that I'm learning in this moment, in this season, I guess you could say, of my role as a wife, is to value my peace more. Y'all, I am recording in my living room. We went to Italy the end of August, pretty much Labor Day weekend, pretty much. You can say Labor Day weekend. Suitcase is still right here in the living room. Not in the bedroom, but in the living room, half open. Mm-hmm. Shoes. I'm looking at my husband's photography backpack. I still got a couple of dishes in the sink. I have my workout mat and my dumbbells for my workout from yesterday still on the floor, rolled out like I'm about to work out, and I'm not. And yeah, some other stuff. So it was just like, but today I had a me date that turned into a we date. And what is a we date? My husband ended up joining me later. But I went out for 2 hours by myself, had some tacos and some peppercorn potato wedges. And I sat there and I listened to a podcast, 30 Minutes with the Perrys, Jackie and Preston Perry. Couldn't think of his name, but Jackie and Preston Perry, check it out, 30 Minutes with the Perrys. I listened to that and I just sat there and it felt good. Like, value your peace, ladies. Even if you're not married, even if you're not, and I think as a single woman, value your peace, but also value your time. And you wonder, now listen, you wonder why I did not say value your time as a wife? Because if I'm honest, I think you have a lot more time as a single woman than you do married. Because I want to invite you to join the Warrior Sisterhood. It's my free online community of women. Sorry guys, it is for women only. We unite together via email to pray, believe, and take action on our lives. Please visit CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood to learn more and join. I have some great things coming and I want you to be a part of it. Head over to CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood to see what's coming next so you can join. Also, if you're connecting with me, vibing, and having some feedback on today's topic, then send me a voice message. I may feature you on the next episode. Don't forget to say your name and which city, state, or country you are listening from. I would love to hear from you. Don't worry, all of the links I'm mentioning right now are in the episode notes/description. Just go and check it out. One last thing, Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Leave me a review so this platform can share with other future listeners. This is the only way for this platform to recognize that this is something that someone else needs to hear. Also, if you also would like to help, you can share it with your friends and your audience as well. As always, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for listening. It's not about you anymore. So your time, when you're married, if you're single, just, I'm not an expert. I'm only becoming an expert in my relationship. So, you know, this is for you. It's for you. If it's not, it's not. But I feel like as a married woman, especially if you both are busy, your time is already limited. So, and you also have to make time for your spouse. That's how it should be, right? So I focus on peace more than time, because contrary to what a lot of people think, I don't get a lot of time with my husband, right? I don't get that much time with him because his job is demanding. He works 12 plus hours on some days. Sometimes he has to go out of town for days at a time. So the only time I really have is maybe part of the weekend. Maybe. And I said maybe. What if we have to go to an event? We gotta be around a whole bunch of people. You know what I mean? So that's a maybe. And so time. So that's why I say focus on your peace more than your time. But as a single woman, you I'm about to school you just a little bit. Just a little bit. Only because I had to realize this. You really don't realize how much time you really have until you get married. I promise you, when you get married, I promise you, and you're going to do it the godly way, because there's a difference. If you're a Christian, you're a believer, you want to have that godly marriage, there's a difference. You're going to look back and you're going to say, yo, wait a minute. And not because things are going to be bad. I'm not going to speak that over your life. I'm just saying, like, you truly have a lot of more time when you are single. And so, and that's one thing I wished I had. And let me say, I'm saying this not because I'm upset, not because my marriage is horrible. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is I just didn't realize how much time I truly had when I was a single woman. So just remember that if you're single right now, value your peace too. I'm not saying don't do that, but also value your time. Ooh, sis, you have time, okay? You, repeat after me, you have time. I'm not saying you won't ever have time when you're married. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you have to give more, you have to make time and give your time to your spouse. That's what I'm saying. So don't misinterpret what I'm trying to say. And I'm not trying to say that marriage is horrible. You won't ever have no time for yourself and blah, blah. Oh, no. No, that's not what I'm saying. However, if you're going to have that godly marriage and things like that, you will have to sacrifice at some point, and you will have to make time for your spouse when it may be an inconvenience for you, maybe, or you may have to decline going out or whatever because your spouse may need you or whatever, or, you know, just something like that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not saying that it's horrible or you're never going to have no time to do anything. Oh, no. You will. I do. You know, you have to make the time. You know, you just have to make the time. But when you're single, it's just you and the Lord. I wish I knew this. I wish I comprehended this. Because if I'm honest, in my first year of marriage, I used to get really mad at myself because I could have been writing a heck of a lot more when I was single. And I could have been doing, this is what I felt like. I was saying like, oh, I could have been doing this. I could have been doing that. Oh, I should have been doing this and all this stuff because it was just hard. And I just didn't, like I said, I was trying to be like this top-notch wife and all this stuff. Not because my husband was telling me to do this. It was me. I was putting pressure on myself. But anyway, I'm getting off subject. But anyway, finding your role. That's how I feel. And so I guess the thing would be is like, how do you find your role in this social media world, if you're building a brand, or if you are a wife, or even if you are single, or if you are pursuing the thing that God called you to do, for me is writing. And so how do you find like your place, and how do you get comfortable in it? And it's not because I feel inferior and I don't feel confident to post online. It's just I don't want to. Like, I've really have gotten to that place where, you know what, I'm good. I just don't want to. I don't want everything I post or every other thing I post to be click the link in my bio for this, click the link in my bio for this. Like, I'm actually kind of jealous for some of y'all who got 10,000 followers and y'all could just tell folks to swipe up. Yeah, I'm working on that with God. Like, help me get this, you know, a little jealousy out, because I'm just so sick of telling folks to click the link in my bio. But anyway, I'm being funny, but I'm kind of serious at the same time. But anyway, but yeah, you know what? I don't even know if I have an answer to the question. How do you find your place? What was the question? How do you find your role or your place in what you do or something like that? See, I forgot what I was going. I forgot the question. But anyway, I don't know. And I guess that's the thing. I think the thing about my journey, my self-discovery journey, I'm not gonna always have an answer. That's not what this podcast is for. I'm not going to figure out everything. I might have to do a part two once I figure it out. But right now, this is my, I guess you say my update, like my welcome back to the podcast game again, the podcast world. Welcome back to this world here. And this is just what I've been feeling lately. It's just, how do I care about showing up again? You know, how do I find this? How do I find my role? How do I define my role? I guess you could say it that way. How do I define my role? Like, this is what I do. This is what I value in this role. This is what I want to accomplish as a wife, as a writer, as a woman, as a child of God, as a sister, as a daughter. Like, this is what I want to do. And so I guess if you're in the same boat as me, send me a voice message and let me know, you know, if you feel the same way, and have you found the answer to how are you defining your role, you know, whatever those roles are. If you're single, like, how are you prioritizing your life in the way that you show up? I think that was the question. How do you show up in that way or something like that? See, I'm still trying to figure out the question. But anyway, I'm still trying to figure out what I said earlier. Y'all, it's late. It's after 2 a.m. So forgive me. But yeah, if you feel the same way as me, like, how do I show up? What do I value as a wife or as a woman, you know, or whatever it may be? Holla at me, send me a voice message. The link is in my episode notes if you want to just chime in and have this dialogue back. But for me, I don't have an answer. I really don't. I wish I did. I'm just trying to do the last thing that God told me to do and just move forward from there. I like living in my Insta stories right now, not posting. I like that pressure, not having to post so much. I think sometimes life just needs to be lived a little bit. If you're feeling overwhelmed, I cannot stand it when people put a brand, a product, a book, or whatever above their relation with God and above themselves. Like, if you're not okay, like, if you're mentally not okay, emotionally not okay, spiritually not okay, you need to sit down. You need to take a step back. I promise you, you're going to be okay. Listen, I promise you that stuff. I promise you, you will be okay. It's not the end of the world. It's not. When God is in it, you're not going to lose. I remember someone told me, shout out to Tony Newton. I remember he told me years ago, because I was part of the dance ministry at church, and I felt like I messed up or something like that. And he was like, when you're doing it for God, it's always good. And I was like, whew, okay. So, I mean, maybe I'll leave off with that. You know, if you're confused, if you're feeling less than, if you just don't really care like me, but you're not being disobedient, but you just really feel like I have nothing right now, like you don't, you know, not to force it. That's where I'm at. I'm not forcing it. When I say I don't care, I care, but I'm saying that I just can't force it. You know, I'm at that point. I just feel like if I write something right now, today at least, or in the past 30 days, I felt like if I would have wrote something in the last 30 days, I would have been forcing it. So that's what I mean by I don't really care to post right now. But yeah, if you're feeling that way, if you're just feeling confused, frustrated, just angry, jealous, hey, we need, you know, first, of course, be taking that to God. I've been praying about it all the time for the past 30 days. And just take a step back. And also just know when God is in it, it's good. Period. You know, like it's good. Like you don't have to perform for nobody, and you don't have to force it, and you don't have to be like everyone else. And I think that's the thing that's been the most freeing in the past 30 days, things I've been observing from other people online, is that I really don't have to be like anyone else. I can follow God, and although I'm not super present online, I guess you could say, I'm still very present in my life behind the phone screen or the computer screen. I'm constantly talking to God, even crying sometimes. I'm constantly, you know, writing things down. I'm constantly dreaming and things like that, and working on some things, and I can't wait to tell you guys about. So I'm constantly just figuring out, like, okay, God, what's next? You know, how you want me to do this and things like that. So just remember that, like, when God is in, it's all good. Everything's good. It will be good. He will make it work for your good. Okay? Even the moments you pause, even the moments you have to take a step back, even the moments where, you know, you have to repent because you're being jealous, or you're comparing yourself, or you're not trusting God enough. Just remember that it's going to work out. It's going to be great. It's going to be beautiful. I'm rooting for you. I don't have an answer to my question today, but I just hope, or many questions, because I couldn't remember what I asked originally, but I just hope that you got something from this. If you didn't get anything, just remember when God is in it, it's always good, you know? So thank you for listening, and I will see you or talk to you next time. Bye.